Now, this nice picture shows a thought balloon or thought bubble, which is, I think everybody understands what that means. That's supposed to exhibit the stream of consciousness. This is my favorite picture of consciousness that's ever been done. It's a Saul Steinberg, of course. It was a New Yorker cover. And this fellow here is looking at the Braque painting. It's by Braque. That reminds him of the word Baroque, Barrick, Bark, Poodle, Suzanne R. He's off to the races. There's a wonderful stream of consciousness here. And if you follow it along, you learn a lot about this man. What I particularly like about this picture, too, is that Steinberg has rendered the guy in this sort of pointillist style, which reminds us, as Rod Brooks was saying yesterday, what we are, what each of us is, what you are, what I am, is approximately 100 trillion little cellular robots. That's what we're made of. No other ingredients at all. We're just made of cells, about 100 trillion of them. Not a single one of those cells is conscious. Not a single one of those cells knows who you are or cares. Somehow, we have to explain how, when you put together teams, armies, battalions of hundreds of millions of little robotic unconscious cells, not so different really from a bacterium, each one of them, the result is this. I mean, just look at it. The content, there's color, there's ideas, there's memories, there's history. And somehow, all that content of consciousness is accomplished by the busy activity of those hordes of neurons. How is that possible? Many people just think it isn't possible at all. They think, no, there can't be any sort of naturalistic explanation of consciousness. This is a lovely book by a friend of mine named Lee Siegel. He's a professor of religion, actually, at the University of Hawaii. And he's an expert magician and an expert on the street magic of India, which is what this book is about, Net of Magic. And there's a passage in it which I would love to share with you. It speaks so eloquently to the problem. I'm writing a book on magic, I explain, and I'm asked, real magic? By real magic, people mean miracles, thaumaturgical acts, and supernatural powers. No, I answer, conjuring tricks, not real magic. Real magic, in other words, refers to the magic that's not real. While the magic that's real, that can actually be done, is not real magic.